businesses and jobs. We aim to make Britain one of the most attractive places in the world for businesses to invest. Only in partnership with responsible, sustainable businesses can we tackle the cost of living and climate crises and create the wealth to invest in healthcare, education, and other essential public services. Private enterprise is the principal engine of growth and prosperity in the UK. We will support it by creating a stable business environment with smart regulation and investing in skills, infrastructure, research, and innovation. In return, we expect businesses to commit to promote skills, equality, and good governance, and to support their local communities. The Conservative government has failed businesses and workers. Growth is minimal, productivity is slipping, and constant U-turns have badly damaged business confidence. Unfair tax hikes have further dented our prosperity, and our town centres and high streets are crying out for a fair business rates system. The Conservatives' botched deal with Europe has done enormous damage to British businesses, putting up new barriers to trade and creating reams of red tape. The UK has less clout in trade negotiations, the US is not interested, and the new trade deals the Conservatives have signed will undercut high environmental standards and hurt our farmers. We will work in partnership with businesses to offer stability and ensure that we maximise the opportunities for investment, growth and employment across the country. We will make the UK a world leader in ethical, inclusive new technology, including artificial intelligence and a global centre for the development, manufacture and export of clean technologies. And we will prioritise the depth and quality of trade deals, ensuring they deliver benefits for the whole country. We will develop an industrial strategy that will give businesses certainty and incentivise them to invest in new technologies to grow the economy, create good jobs and tackle the climate crisis. Unlock British businesses' global potential by bringing down trade barriers and building stronger future relationships with our closest trading partners, including by fixing our broken relationship with Europe, as set out in Chapter 22. Fix the skills and recruitment crisis by investing in education and training, including increasing the availability of apprenticeships and career advice for young people. Boost productivity and empower more people to enter the job market, such as parents, carers, and disabled people, by making the most of technology and new ways of working. Boost small businesses and empower them to create new local jobs, including by abolishing business rates and replacing them with a commercial landowner levy to help our high streets. Introduce a general duty of care for the environment and human rights in business operations and supply chains. In addition, we will re-establish the Industrial Strategy Council and put it on a statutory footing to ensure vital oversight, monitoring and evaluation of the industrial strategy for the long term. Support British industry to cut emissions while holding businesses to account for their role in tackling climate change, as set out in Chapter 5. Support science, research and innovation, particularly among small businesses and startups, in universities and in zero-carbon, environmental and medical technologies, including by continuing to participate in Horizon Europe and joining the European Innovation Council, aiming for at least 3% of GDP to be invested in research and development by 2030, rising to 3.5% by 2034. Ensure the UK has the highest possible standards of environmental, health, labour and consumer protection, at least matching EU standards. Tackle the productivity crisis by encouraging businesses to invest in training, take up digital technologies and become more energy efficient, including through our industrial strategy and reform of business rates. Work with the major banks to fund the creation of a local banking sector dedicated to meeting the needs of small, local and medium-sized businesses. Power scale-up companies, especially outside of London and the South East, using innovative ways of crowding in private sector investment. Create a clear, workable and well-resourced cross-sectoral regulatory framework for artificial intelligence that promotes innovation while creating certainty for AI users, developers, and investors, establishes transparency and accountability for AI systems in the public sector, ensures the use of personal data and AI is unbiased, transparent, and accurate, and respects the privacy of innocent people. Negotiate the UK's participation in the Trade and Technology Council with the US and the EU so we can play a leading role in global AI regulation and work with international partners in agreeing common standards for AI risk and impact assessment, testing, monitoring, and audit. Unlock British businesses' global potential, bringing down trade barriers, and use UK trade policy as a force for good by giving Parliament real power in setting UK trade policy, by ensuring it is properly consulted on and signs off on negotiating mandates and any completed international trade agreements. Ensuring that all information small and medium-sized enterprises need on trade is readily available from a single point of contact with tailored support for those who need it. Making it a clear objective of trade ministers to boost trade by small British businesses. Placing human rights, labour and environmental standards and protection at the heart of international trade deals. Support our world-renowned whisky industry by reviewing the UK excise duty structure to better support whisky exports. Cut resource use, waste and pollution by accelerating the transition to a more circular economy that maximises the recovery, reuse, recycling and remanufacturing of products. This will cut costs for consumers and businesses, reduce exposure to volatile commodity prices, protect the environment, and create new jobs and enterprises. Promote a public benefit company model for monopoly utility companies. Encourage employers to promote employee ownership by giving staff in listed companies with more than 250 employees a right to request shares to be held in trust for the benefit of employees. Reform fiduciary duty and company purpose rules to ensure that all large companies have a formal statement of corporate purpose, including considerations such as employee welfare, environmental standards, community benefit and ethical practice, alongside benefit to shareholders, and that they report formally on the wider impact of the business on society and the environment. Extend the scope of the existing public interest test when considering approvals for takeovers of large or strategically significant companies by overseas-based owners to recognise the benefits to the UK economy, workers and consumers of protecting UK companies from speculative or short-term interests. Tackle the late payment crisis by requiring all government agencies and contractors and companies with more than 250 employees to sign up to the prompt payment code, making it enforceable. Invest in people's skills by replacing the broken apprenticeship levy with a broader and more flexible skills and training levy. Boosting the take-up of apprenticeships, including by guaranteeing they are paid at least the national minimum wage by scrapping the lower apprentice rate. Creating new lifelong skills grants for adults to spend on education and training throughout their lives, as set out in Chapter 8. Developing national colleges as national centres of expertise for key sectors, such as renewable energy, to deliver the high-level vocational skills that businesses need. Identifying and seeking to solve skills gaps, such as the lack of advanced technicians, by expanding higher vocational training like foundation degrees, higher national diplomas, higher national certificates, and higher apprenticeships. Improving the quality of vocational education and strengthening careers advice and links with employers in schools and colleges, as set out in Chapter 8. Fix the work visa system and expand the youth mobility scheme, as set out in Chapter 18, to help address the labour shortages that are an outcome of the Conservatives' botched deal with Europe. Establish an independent review to recommend a genuine living wage across all sectors, with government departments and other public sector employers taking a lead role in paying it. Modernise employment rights to make them fit for the age of the gig economy, including by establishing a new dependent contract employment status in between employment and self-employment, with entitlement to basic rights such as minimum earning levels, sick pay and holiday entitlement. Reviewing the tax and national insurance status of employees, dependent contractors and freelancers to ensure fair and comparable treatment. Setting a 20% higher minimum wage for people on zero-hour contracts at times of normal demand to compensate them for the uncertainty of fluctuating hours of work. Giving a right to request a fixed hours contract after 12 months for 0 hours and agency workers not to be unreasonably refused. Reviewing rules concerning pensions so that those in the gig economy don't lose out and portability between roles is protected. Shifting the burden of proof in employment tribunals regarding employment status from individual to employer. Expand parental leave and pay, including making them day one rights as set out in Chapter 9. Fix the broken statutory sick pay system by making it available to the more than 1 million workers earning less than £123 a week, most of whom are women. Aligning the rate with the national minimum wage. Making payments available from the first day of missing work rather than the fourth. And supporting small business employers with statutory sick pay costs, consulting with them on the best way to do this. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.